Fluke with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barnett. Time to talk Wildcat football. Holton 7-0, and coming off a win against Rock Creek last week, 41-21, the final score. Coach, again, able to jump out pretty quick in this game, a 14-0 lead, and had a goal line stand sandwiched in a couple of your scoring drives. So the start of the game certainly went a long ways in determining the final outcome. How did you feel like your team performed overall last Friday on the road?
Well, I thought on offense, you know, we scored in every phase of the game and were productive on offense, so I felt pretty good about most of what we were doing there. We had a couple penalties that hurt us, but overall pretty good. Defensively, we gave up 20 first downs, and I think that had a lot to do with our tackling. I thought we did some nice things on defense, but we're not aggressive enough and did not tackle well enough in space. And I thought Rock Creek's quarterback really played as well as I've seen him play on film and made some nice plays. And, you know, we're happy for that because that made us a better defense.
Well, despite, you know, giving up some of the yardage and stats that you talk about, I mean, you still hold a team to 21 points, I think, and have to feel pretty good about that. Your defense did have a takeaway as well as a goal line stand. And then being able to drive the football after that goal line stand, your second touchdown was more than a 95-yard drive. And that has to be, just with your philosophy, one of the things that makes you the happiest, to be able to see your team churn downfield and produce a drive of that quality and length.
Yeah, I think one of the things that this team has done several times is with their backs against the wall, they find a way to get out of trouble. And, you know, the flip side of that is we got ourselves in trouble with some mistakes and some missed tackles, but they've been able to get themselves out of trouble. And that's huge in a football game when you get a goal line stop and then go 90 some yards and score. And, we really like the process we're going through on offense and developing our option and our passing game. And we think things are really starting to fit together.
Well, yeah, 544 yards of offense and 514 of those on the ground. You had three different guys go for over 100 yards. But I wanted to ask you specifically about Gary Booth, because 24 carries is a lot for one of your running backs, especially this season, and he made him count with 215 yards. But what was working, and what can you say about Gary and the performance he had?
Well, we know Garrison has that potential, and we knew that game was going to happen for him. It's really not about who's carrying the ball. It's about what's working for us. I think all of our backs are capable, and certainly they all have strengths and weaknesses. But, you know, we talk to our guys all the time. There's going to be a night where things pop for you, and there's going to be a night where things are going better for somebody else. So it has a lot to do with matchups with the defense and just who gets to create the big plays and when they happen.
Holton has won the district title. They've won the Big 7 League title for the first time since 2014. Wildcats will try to make it an undefeated league title and try to stay sharp this week as they host Jeff West against the Tigers on senior night. We'll talk about that matchup right after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Parta. The Wildcats hosting Jeff West this week. Coach, we mentioned you already have the league title, the district title. It is senior night, but what are the other things you're using this week to try to keep your team sharp and focused and kind of the thought process of what's the meaning behind this game here this week?
Well, certainly we want to correct the mistakes we made and spend a lot of time with open field tackling this week and continue to develop our offense and our fundamentals, and we use this time of year to work on us a lot. And I think we've made some progress this week, and the kids should be you know, a little bit tired and a little beat up from the week. I think we've got better.
As far as Jeff West, obviously a new coach and doing some different things this year, what are the biggest challenges that they present to your team or things you're looking at focusing on for Friday night's game?
Well, you know, defensively with the single wing, you got to be alignment sound and correct and make sure you don't give up anything easy. And then they go to the spread, and they have some pretty good athletes and throw it around the spread. So it's a little bit like Rock Creek to correct those mistakes that we made in our coverage and tackling and try to do it better this week.
Final thought, I did mention that it's senior night. I wanted just to kind of ask you about the seniors in this class. I mean, it wasn't all that long ago and, you know, had that rare season with just a few wins that they were a part of. And what's the senior class done to improve and kind of mentor your club with the leadership skills and things they brought to the table this year to the team?
Well, you know, they enjoy playing and they enjoy practicing, and they've really been a joy this year. It's not a large group, but they all play very important roles on our team. And in fact, we lost two seniors before the season started, and Skaggs and Holiday, and I'm sick for them because they've done a lot of great things and worked hard for it and had to miss out on that senior season, but they've also been great leaders And, they do things like, work with our scout team and are somewhat coaches during practice right now.
That's great. Hopefully a good night to honor the seniors and another home game coming up next week to start the postseason. Good luck this Friday against Jeff West. Coach, as always, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Coach Brooks Barta of the Wildcats and the KNZA Holton Locker Room Show is presented each week by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Clinic, also by Boomer Steakhouse and by the Farmers State Bank.